Fans know that Sportsnet.ca has them covered with news, analysis, highlights, and storytelling. But the lineup also includes podcasts. Here's a taste of At the Letters, our Blue Jays podcast.
And hopefully while they're there, they'll check out your piece on Troy Tulowitzki. You guys chatted yesterday and came up with, you know, it's probably not a fun topic for him to talk about, but no. It sounds as though he's optimistic that things are going to turn for him.
Yeah, I mean, he is optimistic, as he should be, because he's been, you know, he's got 10 years of basically a Hall of Fame track to, like, you know, to look back on and to say that, yeah, it's just been a bad start to the year. But, like, when I went to talk to Troy yesterday, like, I didn't expect to, you know, write as many words as I did. I ended up taking a much deeper dive because, like, a lot of what he said doesn't really add up. And it doesn't, you know, he was kind of saying that he's not getting calls. And if you kind of look at PitchFX data, well, he mostly is. Like, for the most part, his strike zone's been pretty good. And, you know, there's been a few, like, on the black, but I don't know if you can really complain about those as a hitter.
Right? So if it's not the calls, then is it the line drives? That's one thing you mentioned in the piece. Why is he struggling?
Well, so his two kind of explanations for it were, I'm not getting calls and I'm having bad kind of luck on balls in play. And the calls thing is iffy, but the bad luck on balls in play does make some more sense because his hard hit rate is up, you know, and so, you know, that would indicate that he has squared some balls up, maybe not gotten results. But at the same time, the line drive rate is way down. You know, he's hitting a lot of ground balls, not like an egregious amount, but a lot of ground balls. He is hitting a lot of fly balls, which is good. And they aren't to the infield, which is also good. But, you know, it's the line drive rate really is the big drop off. And those are the kind of hits that are most likely to get through a defense. And, it's just not happening for him. And really, really the biggest thing that stands out to you in the numbers is the contact rate is way, way, way down. It's a lot of swing and miss. And that's not something we've been accustomed to from Troy Tulowitzki.
So what do you make of that? Why is that happening?
I mean, he, you know, I was kind of peppering him with questions, just like, you know, is it your timing or, you know, is it, you know, what's going on? Didn't get enough at bats in spring training, this and that. He's like, no, like, I feel fine with my timing. Like, you know, it could always be better. But then at the same time, he was telling me about how he's been, you know, working, you know, extra hard in the video room and, you know, spending more time after games, taking cuts. Yesterday, a bunch of them, before the first game of the Yankee series, a bunch of Blue Jays were out early hitting off a machine that was only throwing them curveballs. That machine is just curveball after curveball after curveball, which is something that can, you know, Troy was saying, that's something that can expose some flaws in your swing if, you know, whether you're hitting well or hitting poorly. So that kind of indicates to me that he's trying to work on his timing, but he certainly didn't say that he was unhappy with his timing.
And it seemed as though 6 weeks ago he would be using that leg kick that Josh Donaldson uses and Jose Bautista uses. And it's interesting, in the course of your reporting this story, you kind of found the exact moment where he went away from using that in that Tampa series to going back to the toe tap, something he's a lot more comfortable with.
Yeah, it happened in the second game of the season, actually, in Tampa Bay. Troy Tulowitzki was facing Drew Smyly, and he just had this one at bat where he's using the leg kick, and he ended up grounding out to third on a really just awkward late swing that it just looked very disjointed and didn't look right at all. And then in the very next at bat, he'd gone back to the toe tap, which is what he's used, you know, throughout his career. And I think a lot of, you know, it was interesting to see a guy who's had such great success for 10 years all of a sudden, you know, change his timing mechanism to a leg kick right this spring just to try it, you know, just because that's what Josh Donaldson, Jose Bautista do. But like, it's, and he's been with that toe tap ever since that second game,
right? And I guess we're maybe more likely to notice a big adjustment like that with a hitter, whereas if Marcus Stroman changes the grip on his slider in a significant way, we're probably not going to see that. Maybe we would. We got some pretty good cameras on these guys, but yeah. I don't think we'd notice, really.
No.
And yet, if a hitter changes something, if Tulowitzki changes his glove or he changes his stance, everyone's noticing, and because he's Troy Tulowitzki, everyone starts talking about it.
Well, and you know, you remember back to Colby Rasmus, who, like, at times seemed like every time he went to the plate, he had a different, like, you know, he had different mechanics, and he was all over the place. You know, and that can sometimes be a sign that, you know, a guy is kind of looking, you know, the guy is kind of searching for things, you know.
Colby Rasmus hitting home runs left and right for the Astros
these
days.
No, absolutely. You know, earning that money, earning that qualifying offer money. The other thing I really know is that Troy Tulowitzki is just how he's being pitched. And he's had some really tough pitches. Like I said, there's been a lot of pitches on the black. And so he's had some really, you know, he's gotten in some 0-1, some 0-2s. And then where he's really getting pounded is down and away. And that's kind of the book on Troy Tulowitzki, is that like this guy crushes anything on the inner half, anything up in the zone. Down and away is kind of where you can attack him. If you look throughout his career, that's where pitchers have always attacked him. Down and away, down and away, down and away. And like, and when we're saying that like Troy Tulowitzki does, and what's kind of cool to look like in looking at historical Troy Tulowitzki stats is that like when we're saying that he doesn't do well against pitches down and away, that means he only hits like 310 against them, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, he's so good. But you know, that's where he has historically been at his worst. And that's where he's getting just absolutely pounded right now. Cause you know, I guess, you know, pitchers have the book on him, right? And that's, you know, and I don't know if some of those really close calls on the black start going his way, maybe all of a sudden pitchers can't as much go down and away. Maybe they have to come in a bit more. Like maybe we will, you know, as his fortunes change, maybe he does have a point in a way. As his fortunes change, maybe, you know, we'll start seeing him get more pitches in that he can handle. His one home run that he hit this year in Tampa was a pitch that was like way in. Like it was even off the plate in. And he just brought his hands in and sent it to left field into the seats. So that's clearly where he's looking to see pitches. You know, I just think that, you know, he hasn't gotten them there. Or when he has gotten them, it hasn't been at a time when he's in swing mode. He's fallen behind in counts, and, you know, he's just not able to get to that pitch out down and away right now.
So a week ago this time, I think it's safe to say we were both very confident that Tulowitzki would hit basically to his normal level.
Yeah.
And yesterday, you talked to Tulowitzki. I saw your computer. You had the Brooks baseball up. You had the Fangraphs up, baseball reference, MLB.com video. You were looking at everything. Yeah. And so you've done a lot of legwork on this in the last little while. Has any of this changed your expectations for what Tulowitzki will do the rest of the way?
No, because like I think when Troy Tulowitzki gets hot, like he gets so, so hot. So I think that like right now, 8 bad games, like I think he could have 8 games in a row that are just as good. You know, it just is in the opposite direction. Like, you know, I don't see, you know, any reason why he couldn't have a torrential May, you know,
right.
Or just like just a massive like Edwin Encarnacion style hot streak. That's kind of what he's been known for at times in his career, is that when his swing is good and when he's going well, like he's pretty unstoppable.
And sometimes when we talk about a player who's struggling, it can be very descriptive in the sense that why is Tulowitzki struggling? Well, he's swinging and missing, but we already knew that because he's struggling. Same with Trevor Story. Why is he hitting so many home runs? Well, he's making really hard contact all the time. It doesn't mean that he's going to hit 130 home runs this year,
right.
But it can be so difficult to separate the process from the results in these cases. And I don't know. It's tough. I mean, Tulo says give him a month. Does that make sense? See where he's at then?
That's kind of what he said when he started to get frustrated with my line of questioning. Was like, dude, just give me a month. Like, let me figure this out. Like, I'm Troy freaking Tulowitzki.
Did he say that? I hope he said that.
He did not say that, but that's kind of the vibe that I was getting of, you know, because, yeah, I was pressing him on some stuff that clearly, and, you know, credit to him. Like, he, you know, answered the questions and looked me in the eye and, you know, was Troy Tulowitzki about it. But, you know, yeah, I don't... We'll see. I don't know. Would you be surprised if his next 8 were incredible?
No.
You know, yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't. In this park, which is great for right-handed power hitters, which actually describes Tulowitzki quite well, not at all. Would not be surprised.
Go to sportsnet.ca and click on the Podcast Central logo for the scoop on At the Letters and all our shows, as well as links to listen and subscribe.